Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm James Lampkin, and in this cast, we'll be looking at commuting during the pandemic. As a result of COVID-19, many of us are not going out as much, and many people are working remotely. However, there are inevitably roles in businesses that must be completed in person, and other reasons you may need to commute in your day-to-day life. For example, you may need to take the train to get to work, or you may need to drive to a doctor's appointment. Commuting understandably creates concern around safety, as you may be in relatively close contact with a wide variety of strangers. This concern is widely held and has seen public transport usage plummet in many metropolitan cities. This does not, however, mean that it should not be used or that there aren't steps you can take to make your journeys as safe as possible. Recommendations and restrictions for your state or your area may vary, so we recommend checking the Department of Health website for the most up-to-date guidelines for your area. Many companies have implemented staggered work hours to reduce bottlenecks on public transport and in large buildings. The concept is that trains and buses will no longer be packed during the usual peaks of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., as employees will be travelling to and from work at a wide variety of times. When using public transport, be sure to wear a suitable mask if you can and carry hand sanitizer with you so you can regularly wash your hands on the go. Keep your distance from others and look for empty carriages to help reduce contact. If you feel your commute is placing you at high risk, discuss options with your employer around your work hours and whether there is any flexibility possible. Carpooling is likely no longer recommended in your area, so if this is something that you've previously been doing, consider alternative options available to you. If there are financial barriers, such as parking fees holding you back, discuss this with your employer to see if they can offer any solutions that might assist. If you have concerns about going to the supermarket or other shopping areas due to crowds, consider whether your shopping can be done online instead. For a family, for example, it may be much more convenient and safe to do your grocery shopping online and have it delivered to your home for a relatively small fee. If you find yourself or a member of your direct family is struggling at the moment, you can contact SMG Health for confidential counselling. Simply give us a call on 1800 273 865. I'm James Lampkin, and thank you for tuning in. SMG Health Podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1800 273 865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.